What was your reaction to the to the moves with Jerry and Ben?
Man, it was surprising. You know, you never know. I mean, coming in last year, you know, to this day, I never would have thought that was going to happen. But at the end of the day, you know, those are great guys. You know, I appreciate them. When the time was here, you know, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's unfortunate, but it's a business. So, you know, with the guys we have right now, he's going to keep moving forward and win a game.
As someone who works with Spags on a constant basis, what does he bring to the team as a head coach?
Being in the defensive meeting rooms, you know, nothing taking away against McAdoo. McAdoo was a great head coach. He did what he had to do. He had a set plan. Coach Spagnuolo, right now, he's just trying to rally up everybody, making sure that, you know, we just stay focused. You know, don't even worry about what's going on outside or what's going on, you know, in the building, and we're just trying to focus on winning the game.
You went through something similar like this, I believe, your last year of the Dolphins, mm-hmm. where you had an interim head coach. What kind of effect do you think that has on the locker room when you have a change midseason like that?
It was a little earlier when that happened, when I was with the Dolphins, a little earlier in the season. You know, around now, this time, towards the end of the season, the guy's mentality was, you know, playing for pride right now. I'm playing for pride, trying to get these wins, you know, still going out there and fighting. And that's really much the mentality right now that we got, you know, in this locker room.
Is there any extra incentive to play well for, you know, to maybe try to help get Coach Spags keep the job?
I mean, you know, it wasn't like we wasn't playing well for McAdoo, you know what I mean? So we was all out there fighting, and it was just unfortunate what happened. So, you know, like I said, you know, guys right here just going out trying to fight, play for pride right now, trying to get some wins towards the season's over. And, you know, whatever else happens, happens.
You feel like you let down? Do the guys feel like you kind of let down?
Looking back at last year, you couldn't tell me that we'd be in this position. So, you know, as players, you know, we put it on us. You know, we're the one out there on the field, you know, executing the plays. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's on us. You know, it's just unfortunate what happened.
Bobby, do you sense a greater sense of urgency? I know Spags talked about all efforts there to beat Dallas, and I'm sure that's the way it is every week. But do you sense a greater sense of urgency?
Obviously, yeah, because, it's a division game at the end of the day. You know, and it so happens to be Dallas. You know, they got us first week of the season. You know, a lot of guys have just been, you know, anticipating, you know, getting back and getting these wins, man. It feels good to get W's, you know. Kind of lost that feeling for a little while. So, you know, guys want to get back in it, get back in this groove and trying to finish out strong.
How different are they without Zeke Elliott?
You know, they still got a lot of weapons on their team. You know, still got a good offensive line, got a good quarterback as well, great receivers. You know, he brings a different factor when he's in the game, when he's playing, you know, obviously. But, you know, they also got a good back right there, too, you know. And he's able to make plays. He just ran over 100 yards last time they played. So, you know, you can't take any of those guys lightly just because they're missing one guy. You know, it's still a great football team.
Would it mean a little extra not only to pick up a win at MetLife Stadium, but to end a divisional rival's playoff chances as well?
You know, we just want to go in there and win. You know, that'd be icing on the cake, too. But at the end of the day, it's Dallas, you know. It was a rival game, division game. And it would be much more better to get this win, too.
Is the vibe or feeling in the locker room or on the field any different now that McAdoo isn't here?
I can't say that the vibe, you know, in a bad way, that is different. You know, the guys are still trying to rally around, trying to get things situated. There's a lot of things that just happened that just didn't fall in place this year. And it's unfortunate. It's something we couldn't – some things we could have controlled, some things we couldn't. So right now with Spagnuolo, he's just trying to keep everything all together right now and revamp everything. So.